And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The Federal Bureau of Investigation reports a spike in cybercrime since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Some of these growing targeted attacks are going after American research centers working to respond to the pandemic, while others are targeting businesses and individuals. The number of complaints to the FBI have quadrupled since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, even the Secret Service is sending out warnings to Americans about the rise in cyber threats. So joining us live now on Cincinnati Edition to talk about staying safe online amid heightened threats during this pandemic is local IT expert Dave Hatter. Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me. It's always good to be here.
Absolutely. It is a pleasure to have you back. And I want to start with, this must be pretty serious. I mean, the Secret Service, the United States Secret Service, sent out a press release about COVID-19 phishing alerts. So this is reaching the higher echelons of government along with the FBI, of course. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, it is, and I'm actually glad to see these government agencies get more in the game, because I think, generally speaking, people trust them, and you've seen the FDA, the FTC, the FBI, the Secret Service, just about every three-letter government agency you can think of warn about the scams that are running rampant out there. And unfortunately, some of these things are extremely devious and quite despicable. For example, there are fake job postings showing up. So obviously, you know, we heard today there's 26 million Americans out at work. A lot of people need jobs. They're desperate to get jobs. So bad guys will go out. They will scrape an existing website. And this actually happened to a local business I know. Someone copied everything off their public website, set up a fake website that looked just like it. They changed like one letter in the domain so that the naked eye, it looked just like this business's website. Then they started posting fake jobs on sites like Monster and Dice to give them legitimacy. So you're out looking for a job. You go to Monster. You find a job. It's a work-from-home job. Seems lucrative. Seems like a good fit for you. You click the link. It goes to this spoofed website. Now they've got you in their web. They might even do a video interview with you, and then they hit you with a double whammy at the end where, A, at best, they're going to have all kinds of sensitive information about you that you filled out as part of the application process. And B, in many cases then, and the FBI says that the average theft is $3,000, they tell you before they can hire you, you have to buy some training, you have to buy some equipment, something like that, which of course you'll be reimbursed for, but the whole thing was a scam from the word go. So, I mean, how despicable is that?
Precisely. And we talk to you a lot about some of these phishing scams when we have you on every now and then, but using this crisis, this pandemic, where people are on edge, are you seeing that people are more vulnerable to falling for these? Are they both more sophisticated and hitting at a time where we're more vulnerable?
You hit the nail right on the head, Michael. I think it's a combination of people's defenses are down, they're scared, you know, they're worried about their jobs, they're worried about their finances, they're finding these so-called opportunities online, and the scammers are increasingly sophisticated. You know, these guys are making so much money in some instances that if you get ransomware, they'll actually have a call center where you can call to figure out how to get Bitcoin to pay them. I mean, it's true. I encourage your listeners to go find out for themselves. The bad guys in most cases are offshore. They're mostly out of reach from prosecution, and they're making gigantic amounts of money. So, you know, when you couple that with fear and the fact that they are getting more sophisticated, they're using legitimate sites to sort of create a veil of legitimacy around what they're doing. They're scraping real content off someone's website. Yeah, it's bad. Here's another extremely despicable one for you. This has made the rounds recently. So bad guys are sending out phishing emails that claim you have been exposed to someone with COVID-19, some colleague, friend, coworker, something. And there's a file attachment that you're supposed to click so you can print it out and take it to a testing center. Well, of course, that's got malware in it. I mean, they're very creative. I mean, I'll read you a quote from an FBI agent who recently spoke at a conference about this. Quote, they really run the gamut, everything from setting up fraudulent internet domains. We've seen people set up fraudulent COVID-ID charities, promise delivery of masks and other equipment, and then deliver fraudulent loans, extortion, et cetera. So pretty much, sadly, anything you can think of. Cyber criminals are quite creative, unquote. And that was from Deputy Assistant Director Tanya Ugaretz, assuming I pronounced her last name right. I mean, these things are running wild, and people have to be extremely skeptical and extremely vigilant. Don't click any links and any emails, particularly if it's related to this pandemic. Don't download any files. You got to go to the website on your own. Go to irs.gov. You know, stimulus payment scams are absolutely running wild. The New York Times had a great story where they talked to some people who'd actually had theirs stolen. It's a wild time and really unfortunate that these despicable people would take advantage of folks in a situation like this.
And you note that it's important to focus on reputable sources such as the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, state and local government websites. On the issue of local government, we'll note, as we usually do, that you're also the mayor of Fort Wright, and like a lot of communities, your council meetings are now virtual, so we're watching online. Our meetings internally here at Cincinnati Public Radio are conducted on Zoom. Are there threats out there for those of us using this platform more frequently than ever? I know we're hearing about Zoom bombs, which can be funny to talk about, I suppose, but also, is there a danger there?
So, good question. Zoom has had a lot of issues. Now, to their credit, their CEO stopped all new development for 90 days, and they're focused on fixing a lot of these bugs. You know, my biggest issue with Zoom is it seems like until they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar, they don't really take this stuff too seriously. But they have fixed a lot of the big issues that have come up. You know, at one point they were routing traffic through China. There's the Zoom bombing issue you mentioned. The FBI's warned about that. And the bad guys out there have actually set up sites to help you find meetings to Zoom bomb. You know, they've had just, they're like the internet dumpster fire of security and privacy at the moment, although they are fixing these things. They are addressing a lot of these issues. I personally am more of a fan of Microsoft Teams. We use that at the city. We use that at Intrust IT, and we recommend that to customers. And Cisco's WebEx product is pretty solid, too. It has end-to-end encryption. One of the things we claimed it has but didn't. Teams and WebEx both have free versions. So the good news is, before we run out of time, there are a lot of alternatives to Teams, many of which are just as easy to use and potentially more feature-rich than Zoom. One of the things that made Zoom so popular is it's pretty easy to use. And it was free. And there are things you can do. And if you're going to use any kind of video conferencing platform, no matter who makes it, you've got to understand how it works so that you can do things to secure your meetings, like create a meeting password for the meeting. Share that password out.
Dave, we got 5 seconds.
Yep. As always, Michael, thanks. I appreciate it, brother.
Find Dave Hatter, Doomsday Dave Hatter, on Twitter. He's always got good tips for you. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7.